There you go, 837. Harry Francis was a star athlete at Bryan High, ended up being a coach, an athletic director, and now he's the guy who raises money for the Bryan Education Foundation. Harry joins us this morning. How you doing this morning, my friend?
Hey, doing great, Scott. Good to hear from you, sir. Thank you for calling.
You bet. I know that y'all have a special day, which is coming up, that you're going to honor a lady who has done a lot of work for the Bryan Education Foundation, Sandra Davis. Tell us about that a little bit.
Absolutely. We have an event coming up for what we call our First Lady, Sandra Davis, Saturday week on October the 15th. We picked a bye week for all the football activities around Bryan College Station. And we are going to do a retirement reception for her at the Bryan High School Blue Campus in the new redesigned Blue Bistro here from 3 to 5 o'clock. It'll be a come-and-go event. We're going to celebrate 15 years of service just in the Education Foundation, as Sandra was our executive director.
You know, when you start something, and again, it was founded in 1999, I mean, you're at ground zero. You need to build it. That obviously is what she's done as a leadership role, and you've met a whole bunch of goals. While I've got you with me, tell us a little bit about what the Education Foundation does and what you're looking for going forward.
What we do as a foundation is we just basically supplement the teachers and staff of Bryan ISD with funding that federal, state, and local monies just do not cover. And we do it through a variety of sources. We have our capital campaign going on right now, which ran to basically our Hall of Honor event in August through the end of this calendar year. We do teacher grants, which will be given out in just a few weeks, that will help supplement the classrooms through enrichment activities and technology, whatever it may be. And the grants are being reviewed right now. We'll have a prize patrol in another week going out to give those out. We do payroll deduction, and for the most part, our huge event in the summer is recognizing those that have contributed in many different areas to our community and in the nation that have been honored, graduates of Bryan High School, Stephen F. Austin Camp, and even Rutter High School. And these, and Rutter, of course, being pretty new, but this Hall of Honor event recognizes folks that have come through the educational process. And so what we basically do is we raise money, a nonprofit organization, that we will just supplement the financial needs of our district to help enrich all kids' needs.
Well, you know, the Hall of Honor deal, that really is great because, as you say, people who started right here, they were our friends, they were our neighbors, may have been our classmates. They've gone on to do other things here in the community and also all over the country. So it is a great deal. So once again, the event for Sandra Davis is going to be happening October the 15th. That's a Saturday from 3 until 5 at the Blue Bistro at the Bryan High. Harry, if they want more information, where do they go?
They can go to our website, which is linked to the district website under the foundation, or they can call my number here at the office, 209-2691, and we'll be happy to fill them in with the information.
Great. Thanks for spending some time with us, Harry.
Thanks so much. Have a great day.
All right. See you. There you go.